Time to talk some technology on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show with our resident guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you've got some interesting gadgets for babies. Does that mean you've got a big announcement to make?
No announcement at this point, but I have got a room full of baby gadgets. And what's scary is when you start to, you know, peel back the onion on baby gadgets, you realize just how many are out there. And one in particular that I wish I had when I did have a baby was a smart bassinet.
What does a smart bassinet? I mean, bassinets just sit there and bounce with the baby. What else can it do?
Look, so it's called the Snoo, and essentially it will hold them flat. It then rocks them side to side and plays this white noise through the base of the actual bassinet. But it will also listen. So once your baby does go to sleep, if it starts to hear a bit of restlessness or even crying, it will turn that shake mode back on again, and it'll almost emulate a feeling of being driven around in a car. And as we know, babies always fall asleep when you take them for a drive, and it just does that automatically for you. So hopefully you can stay sleeping yourself and the baby's taken care of by the bassinet.
I don't know about infants, but I'd like an adult version of that. That sounds great. That would keep me asleep at night perfectly.
Look, I'd love one too. My only worry is cost, because the bassinet size is $1,700.
Ooh. Ooh, goodness me. Well,
so I think a king-size version of that could cost a pretty mortgage or something.
It'd be very popular in the eastern suburbs of Sydney and perhaps some other parts of Melbourne that we don't know about, but not the rest of the world. What else have we seen baby-wise?
So baby monitors have always been around for a long time, but we're starting to see some that can now actually measure sleep and actually track how much sleep your baby did have, counting all the times that it moved, all the interruptions that it did have during its sleep, but also being able to give you alerts when it sees the baby go face down as well. So if your baby does roll over, you might get a notification on your phone to say, look, we can't see the baby's face anymore. You might want to go in and have a look. So, you know, not just a monitor that you can look through anymore. It now does all these other things on top of what they used to do already.
That's an excellent idea. Now, tell me about the new smart toothbrush, mate.
So, from Oral-B, it's called the IO. They've plugged in artificial intelligence into this. It has Bluetooth on the toothbrush to connect to an app on your phone that's going to make sure that it covers every quadrant of your mouth. And we're talking about the toothbrush knowing whether you've done the inside of the left side at the bottom of your mouth, and will tell you if you've skipped any areas. And if you're working with your dentist on problem areas, you can eventually produce a report that you can share with your dentist to say, look, here is evidence that I'm focusing on those other areas. It's completely wild that I'm connecting a toothbrush to my smartphone.
It is, although it does sound like a really good asset for when you're teaching the kids to brush their teeth. Is it worthwhile perhaps for children's perspective?
Look, I think kids would love something like this. It may encourage them to brush more.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to this cost problem again. $749 for this toothbrush.
Ooh, that's a very expensive toothbrush. $700 compared to $2.50 or whatever a toothbrush costs these days.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you might want to look at the cost of actually just visiting the dentist instead and see which one comes out cheaper. It's, $750 for one toothbrush with one brush head. It doesn't come with the replacement brush heads. It's a pretty expensive toothbrush.
That's true. If you've got to sit down and do a cost price analysis with your toothbrush compared to how often you see the dentist, I dare say you're very into your oral hygiene.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But look, I have got one. I have been testing it. I'm assuming it's not going back to be used by another reviewer. Honestly, I quite like it. It's very quiet compared to my last electric toothbrush. But yeah, if I had to spend the money, I think I'd be questioning that a little bit.
All right, there you go. Something to think about today, the $700-odd toothbrush. Albeit smart technology, they may have outsmarted themselves just a touch. Jeff Quattromani, with your fresh breath, thank you very much for joining us. We'll speak next week.
Thank you very much.
Oh, dear.